Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Doug hates candy wrappers, creamy baby sticky seeds with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies!
With a vengeance. Coming to you from the packed UCB Theater in Los Angeles. The town that never lets me down. I mean, it's the audiences here that invented bringing name tags. So give them the blame or the credit. It's Tuesday, October 8th, 2013. Since last I spoke and you listened, I did the Nerdist podcast and the Joe Rogan Experience podcast. So check them out if you need hours and hours of me telling the same stories. Really? You were in Captain EO? Shut up. This Sunday... No, they were both really fun to do. This Sunday, put your side boobs away and come to the Benson Movie Interruption of 2003's Texas Chainsaw Massacre at the Alamo Drafthouse in Ashburn, Virginia, D.C. adjacent. Los Angeles. I think there's still a few tickets left for my Doug Loves Movies at CineFamily on Monday, October 21st, with the cast of the movie Cheap Thrills, schedules permitting, followed by the California premiere of the movie Cheap Thrills, uninterrupted by me, because it's just fun to just watch. Dave Koechner might be there. Sarah Paxton and Pat Healy might be there. Ethan Embry! Can't hardly wait. Ontario Improv, October 16th, blah, blah, blah. Let's get on with the show, you guys. And what a show it is. You know what a tiny prize bag means? Not a lot of prizes. No, it means that somebody's prize didn't even fit in the prize bag. But the stuff that did fit is I have some, I think it's like underwear from, yeah, it's fuzzy undies from Fuzzy Balls Apparel. They gave me so much stuff. I've been giving away stuff of theirs for weeks. I also got a lot of balls from the Kenny Powers premiere, the Eastbound and Down. And so you get one of those stress balls in the form of baseball. A copy of Gateway Doug, of course. Oh, this is a fun prize. It's a FedEx card that I've had in my pocket for so long. It's for FedEx office or whatever. If you need to fax something or look at the internet. I don't know why. So I have no idea how much is on this card. So don't go nuts in there and then be disappointed. Like, ask first. If you put it in the machine, it'll tell you. And an Eastbound and Down lighter and a book by one of my guests and some other things by one of my other guests. Please give a big warm welcome to Roy Abramson, Adam Scott, and Mark Maron. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. No, thank you. No, please. Thank you so much. Are we going to play the game right now, or we wait?
The game can wait for a few minutes.
Okay.
By my notes, I say we'll start the game around 7:20.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, I'm prepping.
Clock up there is a couple minutes fast.
I'm going to prep.
That's Marc Maron, everybody. And he brought a copy of his book, Attempting Normal.
Yeah.
Cat on shoulder.
Cat shoulder. I think the cover was a mistake. It makes it look too goofy, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, look, it's a funny book.
Yeah, I really would. I'm going to expect this book to be funny.
No,
so what
no,
should
very,
I?
What very
is going to be in here?
You know, the stuff I do, the draining stuff.
It's
funny, but you're kind of crying at the same time. And you're just thankful that you're not living the life I'm living. And then a few cute ones. Oh, you want to talk? I'm sorry.
I saw a chapter called Lorne Michaels and the Gorillas.
Yeah, Lorne Michaels
yeah,
and the
so
Gorillas.
That, I think that says it all right
yeah.
there.
That's a painful tale about failure. and gorillas.
Mark, I have a copy of yeah. this book, but I feel like my copy does not have a cat on the cover. Is that
oh, you
possible?
Got the good one. That was a special one for a different type of customer.
I understand.
A more serious reading customer. You don't have a, really? No
is
cat?
That, is that your, is there one available without a cat on the cover?
Not that I wrote.
Oh, okay.
That's Adam Scott, everybody, my co-host this evening. And Adam, you know, as these things happen, I asked him to do the show, and he probably came here from the set.
No, I came here from the set of my home. My home is a set.
Your home, where there was plenty of stuff you could have grabbed and brought here as a prize.
I actually reminded myself to grab something because I have like a room with a bunch of crap in it that I thought would be appropriate.
Sure.
And then I forgot to do it.
So could you just sign Mark's book? That's a pretty good prize,
show,
I think.
Many times. I've only remembered to bring something once.
Yeah.
And even that time I forgot it in the trunk of my car.
You don't have anything in your wallet?
Mark
oh,
is
I
really...
have something in my wallet.
He's upset that you're going to sign his book.
No, I'm not. You
okay,
can sign
good.
It.
All right.
Sign it. And...
Write something very mean to him, too.
Right, I didn't read this, even though I have it.
Okay, he's writing. What? I have not read this. Okay.
Come on.
But, is this what you're like at all your signings? Go ahead and add a chapter to the book. Oh, there you go. A nice prologue. What was the rest of it?
More valuable.
I have not read this, but it's so fucking great.
Oh
that's nice. All right.
It's the best review I've gotten.
So that's in the prize bag. And then a name possibly unfamiliar to the audience, but that I'm very excited to have here. Mr. Let's have a round of applause, even though you still might not know who he is, for Roy Abramson, everybody. Who did... a cool thing that I'm obsessed with, we have the poster here in front of us. He is the star. He is the lead actor in Escape from Tomorrow, a movie that was shot about... you got some fans already. Comes out Friday, but it was shot in how many days, would you say?
About 11 days.
11 days?
No. 11 days in Disney World, about 2 weeks in Disneyland, and then about 3 weeks on sets and other locations.
Okay, so like 11, 10, and then a little more.
I don't know. Like
so it's almost 50-50 in the two amusement
it's
parks.
It's not actually.
With a little extra.
How many like days 80/20. Did you guys shoot at Legoland?
That would be a really dull movie. No, we didn't.
It's really easy to get out of Legoland.
Yeah, that's right.
But that was the interesting thing, is that you spent that much time in the Disney parks and... basically never never were caught. Like, I heard it got a little sketchy towards the end, like they were getting suspicious that the same family was having the same problems.
There was a
day after day.
Yeah, there was a really hairy moment about 3 days before the shooting ended. And luckily, the director shot all the hard scenes and, you know, the most difficult ones first and got those out of the way. And then there was like 3 days before the end of the shoot where a security guard came up to me after we had done a shot where we entered the park twice. And, you know, he came up, he said, like, why did you enter the park twice in 7 minutes? And I was like, oh,
that guy's on his shit. Yeah.
Yeah. He was saying, I had that big Disney smile and.
And I got act all crazy and go, I don't know.
I all of a sudden I turned into like the worst actor in the world.
We forgot really, our drugs in the car.
You know, no, the excuse I used was I left the sunscreen outside. I had to put sunscreen on the kids.
Good.
And then he said, why are you a celebrity, sir? And I said, oh. And then I was doing that fake acting where I'm like, hey, honey, he thinks I'm a celebrity. You know, like, hey, who do you think I am? Yeah. It's like really, it was so bad. And he said, well, there's paparazzi following you around. We have a certain protocol to take people through the park. And I realized that he was talking about our camera guys, our two guys.
Right.
And they were gone. They had, like, vaporized. They were just gone. I didn't know where they were now. It turns out they went to the Matterhorn and rode it for, like, an hour. No, seriously, I just found that out the other day.
I'm glad they, as filmmakers, their priorities were in the right place. And you
to
play...
ditch the lead actor.
Yeah. Yeah, when he's in trouble, yeah, let's go on some rides. But you play the father of a family of four that's visiting a Disney World, and it's just sort of your day sort of unravels, and it's in black and white, and I'm sure you've heard this before. It's like kind of David Lynch's take on a family.
Yeah, it's a good way of describing it. It's kind of a cross between a David Lynch or a Twilight Zone episode. Mm-hmm.
So it's real mainstream.
Yeah.
Real mainstream. And you wear a one shirt throughout the entire film that you had to wear every day.
Well, actually, half of the film. The first half of the film I wear, it's like one of those polo shirts that's too long. And I remember having this big argument with the costume people saying, like, you know, it's like I called it my dress. It's like a polo shirt. You know when you buy a new polo shirt, an ugly, and it's like down to your knees? That was the first half.
Please don't yell at my audience. They're sensitive, and they had nothing to do with your costume.
I'm still angry about that fucking shirt. Anyway, this is the
But that's the shirt that you wear in the second part of the movie, because at one point you change. Yeah. And it's ripped?
It's ripped. Someone rips it at some point.
It gets ripped in the movie, so that's the genuine ripped shirt
rip.
From the movie that most of you haven't seen. So good luck tonight, you guys.
No one knows who I am, what I'm doing here.
That shirt keeps getting more valuable every time you say, what's wrong with it?
Do you hate Disneyland now or Disney World? Like, do you get sick of it doing that?
Honestly, I always kind of hate I'm not a joiner. You know, I don't like going to things. Like, I didn't understand that people out here who grew up going there, it's kind of like Christmas to them. There's grown men who, like, they have a pass. They go 20 times a year. And
Mark Maron.
No, I only go to alternative theme parks.
Oh, you mean like Knott's Berry Farm?
No, shit you haven't even heard of, man.
Those are the safest roller coasters. Underground roller coasters.
Like you get a penis piercing on your way in?
Only a few people know about them. Maybe I'll tell you about them.
No, that's
later.
What you need for re-entry is the...
Can I see your dick?
They don't give you a handstand. Okay. They pierce your dick. Yeah.
You were here already today, weren't you? Yeah.
But it's funny that watching the movie, it's funny thinking about you sneaking all the shots because it's mostly you and your wife and your kids are very unhappy during a lot of it. Everyone's
like most families are.
Yeah, so it's like you wouldn't stand out at all except for the two guys standing around. Why are they filming this sad family?
There were two cameramen. They were either like behind us or in front of us on a ride. And it's almost like you're hiding in plain sight. There's no, you know, everyone's got a camera there and it just looks like a camera. There's no booms and mics and lights and just a guy on a ride with the camera. I mean, they were. At the beginning of the shoot, I kept saying, you know, shouldn't they shave and wear like a goofy hat? Shouldn't they be like more like tourists and less like L.A. burly dude camera guys? You know, isn't it kind of, you know, but they didn't. And that's I think one of the reasons we almost got caught that day. We got taken in and the security guard said, wait there and don't move. And I went in, and then I realized I had sound equipment on. We had this like. You know, we had an Olympus tape recorder in our pocket and attached a wired lavalier mic. And then I realized that all our IDs were the same. I mean, different. My daughter's last name is Rodriguez. I'm Abramson. I was like, what happens when he says, let me see your ID? And somehow a parade kind of came by.
They're your foster kids.
They were, I don't know. We ended
you kidnapped them.
Yeah.
A parade came by?
A parade, like that main... Yeah. that Main Street parade kind of like helped me get out because they were coming by and the guy was like, wait here and don't leave, and he was angry now.
And he just blended into the Main Street parade?
We kind of like scooted
just
out.
Just dance and wave and you're good.
How did you get the rights to Disneyland after it was shot?
That we didn't.
Oh, so you're releasing it without the...
Yes, Disney according to Variety or Hollywood Reporter, said that they're not going to do anything.
Now, this might only be open for 2 nights, yeah. So you might want to see it.
Well, when it was at Sundance, that was the director... I mean, I remember the director kind of like beads of sweat on his forehead the night before it was at Sundance because he thought they're going to come in like on helicopters and take this out the next day.
Yeah.
And matter of fact, he edited it in Korea because... He was so scared to edit it in Burbank somewhere that some like sound guys could be like, "Oh fuck, you cannot believe what I'm watching in this, you know, editing room here."
So like there were like rats at the sound cutting place. Disney, yeah, it's me over at the place. Got a guy here who's got some footage of your thing.
Well, he just didn't know. So
that guy was from the Department of Specifics.
It's Goofy, Mickey, all of them are in it.
The DOS.
It's funny you say that. The New York Post article, the title is "There's a Rat in the Mouse House." So,
oh, really?
He must write for the Post.
The dwarves are in it. Get down here!
So that's he was scared to do it there.
It's even though weird things happen in Disneyland. There's weird accusations that like the princesses are all hookers.
Yeah.
It's not really a.
Yeah, that's true.
One can only hope.
It's not really like an indictment of Disney World or corporate. It's more about just families and just forced fun.
It is. And that's like the press is that, oh, it was filmed. But really, it's just kind of a backdrop for the story of this really screwed up middle-aged guy who's having a very bad day. So it's not really an indictment of, you know, Disney sucks. Anyway.
But I do think, Doug, you should name your next CD Forced Fun.
I'm thinking about just putting a 2 on the end of the title of my last album to just like signal, like, if movies can do it, I'm not even going to fucking make the effort. I'm just going to put a 2 on there.
Forced Fun is great.
Maybe Gateway Doug 2 : Forced Fun. All right, the public has spoken. I got to write it down.
Forced Fun is great.
You guys
great.
Talk amongst yourselves.
It's great. Forced Fun, that's like most of my life.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of Forced Fun, but I do love Disneyland and Disney World, so that's what
you
that's
love
why
it.
I mean, went you're... into the movie super excited, because it just thrills me that you guys
see, what do you
did
love?
That.
To me, it's like the waiting. I went with my family. Someone gave me a pass that was going to run out at one point. I went with my kids when they were like 3 and 5, and they were too fucking young, and I couldn't get them on a ride. And I was standing in a line literally for an hour and 25 minutes to get on the Peter Pan ride. And when I got on it, it was so fast. Like, everyone's whizzing by. Captain Hook, and this is my son. Is like, he's going, who is that? And I get off, and I say to the guy, like, why was that ride so fast after waiting an hour and a half? He goes, oh, man, we had to keep the ride going really fast because so many people in line.
And oh, like, so he was a Italian fella?
That's my Cheech Marin from 50 years ago. And I was so fucking pissed.
We
so
got to
angry.
Keep it moving, Vato.
I was just so angry. Before you ask one question, I was just going to say, I saw his movie, ACOD, at Sundance.
I was just going to get to that.
Okay.
But I'm glad you brought it
it's
up.
So good. I loved it.
Which park did they film that in? Catherine O'Hara, Clark Gregg.
Clark Duke.
Clark Duke.
Yeah.
I've got Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. on the brain.
Yes, you do.
Lots of other funny people, but it's you're the lead character.
Yeah, Richard Jenkins, Amy Poehler, Jane Lynch, Mary Elizabeth Winstead, Jessica Alba.
Okay, enough.
I think he's
Jessica
enough.
Alba.
Just he just won the Leonard Maltin game on his own movie.
But it's called ACOD, which to me is the hardest title to remember since. Remember that one? And
since what?
Since remember that one? What was it? It's Adult Children of Divorce.
That's correct.
Blam! And that's what it's about. You're an adult child. You're Richard Jenkins and Catherine O'Hara are divorcing, and you're their kid.
Yeah, they divorced like 20 years ago and haven't spoken, and I have to get them together to speak to each other so they can go to my brother's wedding. But then I accidentally I get them together to have dinner, and then they start fucking, and then it's a nightmare for me. And also, we shot it at Disneyland.
Did they stop you?
No, they didn't care.
There's a lot of adult children of divorce at Disneyland. And on both of your movies, when's yours coming out, Adam?
It came out in...
And what's it called again?
Mine?
Yeah.
ATXC.
You're making it worse.
It came out in New York and L.A. on Friday, and on last Friday, this coming Friday, it comes out in Boston, Chicago, San Francisco, and some other cities.
Cool. And
yeah, I guess.
And Escape from Tomorrow?
That comes out on Friday in, like, I don't know, I think it's over 50 cities now, and it's in the Sundance Cinema on Sunset and Crescent Heights, and mm-hmm. I think it's also downtown at the Independent, it's called, near the LA Live, that
I've
area.
I've heard good things about that venue.
Yeah.
That theater.
Yeah.
Watching the movie...
And Pasadena.
It was yeah. It was driving me crazy. Don't forget Pasadena.
It's very important.
I got a lot of listeners in Pasadena.
Blue hairs.
This really hasn't been enough about me.
I know. I'm sorry.
I just have one more question for Roy.
I have a thing.
Nobody knows Roy yet. They know you're... They don't need to tell anyone.
I'm sorry, man.
I'm so embarrassed.
I just was starting to lose myself. It was horrible.
Mark...
Yes.
Jesus.
Thank you. Just by you saying my name, I'm back. I'm back, and I appreciate that, Adam. Thank you for throwing me a line.
No problem. I love you.
Let's hear what he had. Go ahead with your question. I apologize.
Watching the movie, I kept thinking that your voice is very similar to another known actor. Has anyone ever told you that?
No.
And who did they say it was when they did?
But they didn't know. I didn't know.
I am shitty at follow-up questions. Because I was sitting here, I was already thinking about it again tonight, who you sound like.
Someone did say something recently. Who does he
sound like, you guys? Rob Hubel? No, he looks like him.
Someone told me
fucking dreamy.
Rob Riggles type, someone said. I'm not right. Rob Riggles
type?
Oh,
it's like Rob Riggle and Rob Hubel.
I don't know.
He's the baby of the two.
Very funny people.
But you've lost weight since shooting this movie, right?
Thanks. Yeah. No, I gained weight for the movie. That's the line I say.
Oh, okay.
You know what it was? I was unemployed when I booked this movie. I was completely unemployed. I have two kids. My wife was like, when are you going to get a job?
You spent 21 days eating churros.
I was like, you know, I was in that mode where you're just eating at 11 at night, and I was overweight, and I got it, and I thought when I got it, I was like, yeah, I'm gonna have to have my shirt off at some point. I should shave my back. I should do something.
Oh yeah, your back is disgusting.
And I'm like,
Disney should shut it down for your back alone.
And then there's one shot in the movie where I'm like leaned over, like in my, I just look like an extra from Planet of the Apes, a woman extra from, wow. You know what I mean, like saggy boob, hairy. It's just disgusting. I'm like, I look like my Uncle Len. You know,
that's a reference we all got.
Yeah.
That gave me a picture. Your Uncle Len.
Uncle Len is never in a calendar. He's never a fireman with
any
his shirt
Uncle
off.
Len is,
yeah, yeah. Well,
I like to say I gained weight, but I was just a fat, depressed guy.
Sure, but you
Jewish
could, you
dad at the time.
You were like, you De Niro'd it. You gained the weight, and then you got rid of it, and you sound like somebody. Now that we've gotten to the bottom of that, it's time for me to say, let the games begin!
Wait. Who are you going to say he sounds like?
Wait. What do you got going on, Mark? I have a... my special premiered on Netflix yesterday, and it's called Thinky Pain, and it is open everywhere. Around the world is available. How do you like that, huh? Around the world.
Pretty good. Hey, it's in your pocket right now, people.
Oh, shit. Yep. Don't watch it now, though, because Doug's about to start the game. Okay, go ahead, man. Thinky
Wait,
who Pain,
were,
Netflix.
Who were you going to say he sounds like?
I was saying I couldn't come up with it.
No idea.
I think he sounds like somebody, but I can't put
Dennis Leary?
Dennis Leary, somebody says?
Nah, he does not sound like Dennis Leary.
Yeah, that's Dennis Leary. Although I had a line...
The floor is closed for guesses.
Is that your Dennis Leary?
Yeah.
I just thought he might just know that, oh, yeah, everybody tells me I sound like so-and-so. But if nobody said anything to him, then I'm just crazy. But I really thought your voice sounded like somebody.
We're going to get it by the end of the night, man.
It's for sure.
It's so important.
That's going to be the subtextual game. Guess his voice sounds like what?
Let's make it about Mark again, please. Take it off me.
No, I'm done. I'm ready to play. I'm loading up.
All right. Well, this is the part where you guys need to pick your name tags from the audience. And people brought signs and posters and things with their names on them. And if you could just leave your seat and pick the one that you'd like. While you do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back.
This is all part of it.
Is this almost over?
No.
Oh, good. I hope not.
No.
I feel like I just got here. Like,
this is the big test for you.
But is this the end
all
of
these
the
people are going to decide whether you're cool or not within the next 20 minutes.
I'm really not.
Roy's next movie is called Escape from Now.
Doug is so quick.
Yeah, so... So, Ryan, come back in to the show on me saying that. We'll need to say, and we're back. Who are you playing for here, Adam?
This is David. And it says David Trainspotting. Is Trainspotting your last name?
No, it's at the Arclight. You've been there. Every person that works there has their favorite movie on their name tag.
In really small letters. So you're supposed to go, oh, okay.
You really have your to lean in like a creep, yeah.
Trainspotting.
Yeah.
So it means it's your favorite movie. Oh, okay.
I'm 9 times out of 10, I go, oh, that's a good pick. Like, every once in a while, though, there'll be somebody with the weirdest, like, The Adventures of Milo and Otis. And you're just like,
don't even fuck with Milo
up.
And Otis, though. So is this a cup from 1999? It says episode one on it.
Yeah, that's from...
Wow.
Wow, good. All right. You're good with years. Are you trying to intimidate the other players?
Yes.
Roy, who are you playing for?
I'm playing for someone named Jenny.
Yeah.
Jenny.
Show the audience what the thing is.
Oh, Jenny put her little tiny picture, like microscopic picture, on a big cartoon Aladdin. Not sure why.
Yeah.
Genie.
Genie.
Genie. Oh, so you're... <It's>...
I'm an actor. I'm not a scientist. Wow. How dumb.
Yeah, you're right. So it would take a scientist to crack that. That puzzle in your hand.
I'm such a dumb actor, man. God damn. But it's spelled with a J, so I thought it was Jenny.
Now you're playing for an aggravated woman.
Wow. Sorry.
And Mark, you got a skateboard. Who's
fucking
that?
Mike, man. Fucking Mike, dude. This thing has been through some pools, man. Mike, have you broken any shit on this fucker? Huh?
Not really.
Pussy. You're not a real skateboard guy, are you? This isn't bashed up enough. You haven't ridden any edges or whatever the fuck they call it.
No, yeah, that's what they call it.
Marcus.
He doesn't ride it ever since he got his hoverboard.
Oh, there's some pretty good dings on here. Good for you, man. You tried.
They're all failure dings?
I'm assuming.
It's the noise I hear when I fail.
I got a few of those.
Ding!
Yeah.
Pot pie is done or whatever.
My wife
Johansson
says,
joke.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry, what's that, Roy?
It's a bad joke.
Oh, okay. I'm glad. Please, I love it when the guests edit out the bad jokes.
I said when I fail my wife.
Saying them.
When I fail, my wife just says, get off me. Gotta groan. Oh, shit.
We agreed that it was career. Great that you weren't saying
it. Yeah, I think... Doug truly gave you an out.
I know.
Did not need to say that joke.
My career's so over. Just began,
just
too.
Beginning, yeah. No, it's good.
What are we calling today? The 8th? Let's call it the 8th.
Is it?
Sure.
It is
I thought that was a great joke.
No, today's the 8th, yeah, but tomorrow's the 9th. It's going to go up tomorrow, right?
You're such a futurist. Okay, I finished my vine. Let's play the game.
Okay.
Oh, no, I got to wait for it to
Let's
upload.
Just make sure you got your vine right.
Dude, don't put it in right away, you lose them. And then people go, and people go, why'd you go to the trouble of making a vine if you couldn't even...
You can save them to photos, though.
I have not gotten involved in the vine thing at all. Should I?
If you're happy...
I can't...
Just stay out of it.
That extra thing.
So yes, I should. I guess is what you're saying. No, it just seems like I've got plenty of ways to waste my fucking day. I don't think I need another one.
Yeah, that's you're right. You are correct. And Roy, of course, has heard the show, but as often happens with people who are going to be guests and they listen to the show, you listen to the part that we just did, which was just us sitting around chatting, yeah. And you're like, oh, I can do that. I can edit my own material on the fly. And and then you get here, and I go, have you played the Leonard Maltin game, or do you know the Leonard Maltin game? And you're like, I have no idea what that is. So, and I don't blame you. I'm there's no animosity, but you're just going to have to play catch-up. Mark knows how to play.
Kind
of. You went three deep on Wizard of Oz, dude.
I know.
And nailed it.
Is that the same as balls deep?
No, but if you have three, sure. And
boom, Benson on it.
And are you keeping track of Pete Holmes style tonight?
No, God no.
Okay, just wanted to let you know that's what he does.
Okay.
Okay, and
when is his laughter going to turn into a legitimate scream?
Yeah, and no one will save him.
Yeah, after week one of the Pete Holmes show.
He's laughed wolf far too many times.
That was mean. I apologize, Pete.
You think he's listening?
No, he's very busy being frightened of what's going to happen in October.
Who isn't? I mean, Halloween is a scary night.
That's what I meant.
No, it's scary. I gave you an out.
October is great. No, his show's premiering.
Oh, his show.
We're very excited about it. I'm doing it. I like Pete. I just like busting on him.
You already got booked on there?
Yeah.
You have a date and everything?
I do.
Oh, man.
You know why? Because Pete loves the beautiful tension that we create. Yeah.
I create tension.
You want my spot?
I got some tension. I'll talk to him. Adam, of course, is great at this game. Or
is this Leonard Maltin?
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Okay. See what I mean?
Is there another game?
He's ready to go.
There are a few games you play.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
But I don't trot them out when you're on, Mark, because I'm really waiting for you to get this one down.
I think I'm going to do it. I did good the last time.
You did
time,
really
man.
Good, yeah.
I just, you know, I...
You did well. Superman does good, Mark.
That's what I was talking about. I helped people.
It's hard not to get...
The last time I was here, I helped a lot of people.
It's hard not to get defensive when people correct you on those things, because it's like...
I wasn't correcting, I was assisting.
Yeah.
You were doing good.
We're not going to...
I was doing good, like Superman.
Yeah. I'm not going to say it right the next time because that happened. Right?
Oh, yeah, you were.
It wasn't that painful for me. I don't know. Mark might be...
I took the hit, and then, you know, I let it simmer. I thank you for the help, Adam, is what I'm trying to say.
You're welcome, Mark.
We're going to have Adam pick a category. You know, I prefer my guests to not get along, Mark.
Well, okay.
I brought you here to be a problem.
I can do that. I'll step up to that. Fuck you guys. Right?
I'm not following you anymore now on Twitter.
Adam gets to pick a category, and then we'll go to Mark, and then we'll go to Roy, and he'll know exactly what's going on when it gets to him. Sigourney Weaver is celebrating a birthday today, so the films of Sigourney Weaver. Or... JSBach7000 on Twitter suggested Swinging in the Rain, and that's movies where there's a hanging. Swinging in the Rain. Oh, you think that one's bad? Dead Spoilers on Twitter, at Dead Spoilers, suggested Dutch Oven Lovin', and that's movies where someone farts in bed. And I'll tell you right now, a little extra clue. You'll be stunned by what movie is the correct answer. If you want to pick that, no pressure.
Yeah, I mean, just maybe the best category I've ever heard, farting in bed. I'll choose that one.
Okay. 1983 is the year where some farting took place in a bed. 2.5 stars from Leonard. You know, which makes sense. He's not going to give 4 stars to a movie with bed farting. He says this movie is about a young woman. He also says... The clues are terrible, Roy. Don't worry too much about the clues. And he says that the movie has a finale uncomfortably reminiscent of a an earlier film by the same actress who plays the young woman.
I got it.
In this movie. Five stars. I mean, five. Yeah, he lists five stars. Five actors are listed at the bottom of this review, Roy. And so now you guys are going to bid on how many names reading from the bottom up it would take you to discern the title of this movie. And we'll start with Adam. He could say the full five names if he wants, or he can bid lower, or all the way down to zero names if he thinks he knows it.
I'll go, I'll try four names.
Four, he says. So he knocked off one. So he's not going to hear the top billed person. But now Mark can go lower or just challenge Adam by saying, name that movie.
Name that movie.
And now I will read the four names. Ooh. And then Adam will definitely say the title of this movie. Nice try, Mark. Stephen Hill, Nehemiah Persoff, Amy Irving, Mandy Patinkin, and then there's one more name from 83, and someone farts in a bed. Think you did the right thing, Mark. Mandy Patinkin. Yeah. I call him the battleship.
So the battleship was in this one.
Battleship Patinkin. I'm going to have to call time on you.
Yeah, I don't know.
The movie stars Barbra Streisand is called Yentl.
Oh. That's that great Orthodox bed farting scene.
Who does the farting?
Barbra Streisand farts? Oh, Lord.
But she farts as a man. The Jewish man.
Oh, that's
farting.
Probably why she farts. She's trying to. She's pretending to be a boy.
And she's been holding it in for about 20 years.
So she's, yeah.
She so farts out of her fake penis.
She needs to let one go.
Sorry, that was a penis fart. I'm a man.
I thought second-billed Mandy Patinkin would just give it away. I thought that was... You heard some noises in the audience when they got it.
Yeah, did other people know?
Yes, a few
really
did. Not
I'm the only Jew who's never seen Yentl. I've never seen that ever.
I am a Jew as well who did not see Yentl.
I'm a non-Jew who has seen Yentl.
I've seen Yentl.
Me too.
So Jews hate Yentl.
I guess so.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Amy Irving threw me for some reason.
We hate each other. Hate
I was thinking... Mickey and Maude, but that was like 85.
Sure it was. Okay, so now did it, that make sense to you, Roy?
Yes, it does. Interesting game. Fascinating. No, it's a
fascinating. Wait, say fascinating again.
Fascinating.
Oh, it's
that's close. Who? Ken Marino?
No.
Who's
no.
Ken?
I don't even know who that
say
is.
Say it again. Say it again.
Fascinating.
Oh,
right?
So close, yeah.
It does sound like somebody.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I don't know.
Is it that guy Lipton from the Actors Studio?
Oh, am I doing him?
No.
It does sound like him a little
I'm
bit.
I'm not that pretentious. I was kind of doing a Lipton.
Just because it was a pretentious word, yeah. But I'm saying like just to...
It was close. I know what you're saying. It rang a familiar
There's
thing.
Somebody, yeah.
Yeah.
Should I get one day
we should
on
make
a voice
this a contest.
Now it's happening a lot.
I watched him through a whole movie. He does all the talking in this movie. And the whole time I was like, who does he sound like?
We'll get it.
Yeah.
Hey, Mark, can I...
Joe Mantegna?
Kevin Pollak.
A little bit. I can hear that.
I can't hear that at all.
Mark, can I get one?
It's Kevin Pollak doing...
Yeah. It's him doing whoever it is we think he sounds like.
Fascinating.
Can I get one of those lozenges?
Yes. You want a whole four or a half four?
That's a four?
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't like all this drug talk.
I'll take a one. Oh. Thank you.
What are those?
You split them up?
I break the fours, yeah. Sometimes.
I'm going four.
Ooh, you're going to get sweaty. Good. We playing?
I had a very similar conversation backstage. Where?
I just got
okay,
that.
Okay, so Roy gets to go first, and then it'll come back at Mark, and then Adam.
Well, how does that work?
Because you challenged last time, so we changed the order around.
You got the point.
Okay. Oh,
so that the same thing doesn't happen again.
Point.
I should say Mark's on the board. Oh, I also forgot to say, and we're back.
Not. I can't lose that point,
so
right?
So skip all that stuff up until when I said that.
It can't be taken away
from
me, right?
Let's keep going, because I need to score some points.
Okay.
The point is mine. It can't be taken away in this game, right?
That's
we'll
right.
We'll see about
Jesus,
that.
Jesus, don't be so needy. There
you go. Does the point like Mark?
That's a good point.
Yeah. Adam. Mark is A-C-O-D.
No. Yeah.
Roy, you get to pick a category. At Mike's Shit suggested, I can't believe you could have the word shit in your Twitter name. Marco YOLO, and that's movies where Mark Wahlberg dies. Marco YOLO. N. Daimler, I hope I pronounced it right this time, because they said I pronounced it wrong the last time. It could be Daimler, but I think it's Daimler. Wrote, Beat Me Up Scotty, and that's movies where Simon Pegg hits someone. And then, yeah, these are tough. And then at bottom of Q suggested France Says Ha. You know, there's that movie, Francis Says
yeah,
Ha.
Yeah, that's a good movie.
For Francis Ha, I should say.
Yeah, I'm so out of it, man. That's just pathetic.
Wow. But it's okay. It's all right that you didn't get the joke.
Yeah,
but
I didn't get the category.
It's not a really solid joke, but France Says Ha is the films of Jerry Lewis.
Wow.
Yeah. Which I don't. Okay. I can't imagine anyone ever picking. Right. So, would you like Mark Wahlberg dies or Simon Pegg punches someone?
Why can't I do the Jerry Lewis one?
You can if you want.
Let me do that because I'm.
You
I
do know Jerry Lewis?
Better than I know Mark Wahlberg and the other Simon Pegg, who is like probably a huge big actor that I don't know.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Right. I mean, it's Mark. Who is he?
Simon well, Pegg's let me just tell you. For starters, he played Donald Duck in Escape from Tomorrow. So
Hot Fuzz.
Look around for
I'm like watching here, Nickelodeon and Disney Channel with my kids. I mean, I don't.
You ever watch Adventure Time?
I'm sure he's on.
Yes, I watch Adventure Time.
Did you see the one with the squirrel in the tree? I mean, me.
Oh, are you in Adventure Time? Oh, cool. Oh, yeah. Cool. I watch it. My kids love Adventure Time.
I thought it was Simon Pegg. Okay, Roy, you get to choose between 2 years.
Can't wait till everyone has kids and then they have no
Jerry problem. Lewis movie from either 1964 or 1995.
All right, let me take the 1995 one.
Okay, more recent. 2.5 stars from Leonard. He says this movie from 1995 is about the son of a famous comedian. Maybe that gives away too much. But he also says that the aforementioned Jerry Lewis is great in this movie. And he lists 11 names.
Oh, man.
So how many names?
I have to come up with the name of the movie?
You might, but for now, you just bid on how many names you need to hear that might help trigger the title of the movie for you. So you could say, you could say all 11 names.
Damn.
Or if you think you already know it, you could say zero names.
Did you say it's about the son of a famous comedian?
It's about the son of a famous comedian. And
I know who plays
Jerry's
the son.
Jerry's great in it. Yeah. So, you could even go -1, name the name of the movie and the name of the lead actor.
Oh God! I know where I know the city it takes place in, England. I know.
Don't say because the other contestants might have to. You know.
All right.
Also, please do not swear in the Disney parks.
I'm gonna have someone like beating me to death with a goofy hat. So anyway, it doesn't.
A weird hat or specifically Goofy's hat?
I mean, just my career with that company is over anyway. Not that I had one.
I don't know. You don't say anything bad about them.
No, but you
do.
I don't like them. All right, so
you do some weird shit in there.
I have to say how many names it would take me to get that.
Yeah, I'd
film.
Say I guess 11 names, or like you said, if you think, do you think you know the title?
Oh man.
Yeah, so it's you're having trouble, so you're going to need a little bit more time.
All right, give me.
So say,
five
give me
names.
Five names, and then
five names.
Then we'll go to Mark.
Name it.
What does that mean? That
so means now I'm going to say those five names, and you're going
to
figure out the name
it.
Of this movie that
in
you
minutes.
Already you already know what it is. You
I
just
do.
Have to think.
He's
of the
great
title.
In this movie. Jerry Lewis is.
That's
fantastic.
What Leonard thinks.
I want you to get. This
I'm surprised
for you
only got a two.
I want you to get.
I know
this.
Leonard only gave it 2.5.
I want you to get it because I think it'll make you feel good about yourself.
I know that.
Your five names
I'm so
are Harold Nicholas, Ruta Lee, Freddie Davies, George Carl, and Ian McNeese.
That should help.
Yeah, the next few names would probably be more helpful. But you already know what movie it is. You just have to pull the title out of the air.
Out of somewhere.
And say it right now, or Mark is going to be our winner. But also, the show will end on time if you miss it.
So
I'm excited about that.
I don't get another chance at
you don't get anything.
I can say right now that I cannot remember the name.
Make one up, dude.
It's like it took place, I think, in Blackpool, England. It's and
yeah. What should it have been called?
Oh, like what was it? Traps? What was this? I don't know. It's like I remember seeing this, and Jerry Lewis is all big and bloated on steroids, and you know he looked hard, but he was great. And there was Oliver something was in it, right? Am I right? Is that the movie?
Unfortunately,
this is a fun twist on the game.
This is not a review of the movie.
This is like,
show.
This is just conversation
Lee
with
Evans
your parents.
Is in it. Lee Evans is in it. Right?
Yeah.
Is that the movie?
Yes, he is.
Yes, Lee Evans is in it. And
he knows the movie, but he can't
think
of it. I love
this goddamn movie, man.
So unfortunately, that means Mark Maron is our winner.
Man. I'm sorry. So sorry, Jenny.
And it does, I can't blame you. It's the sort of title I wouldn't remember if I didn't remember it. It's called Funny Bones.
Oh, yeah.
Because the funny's in the bones. It's transferred down from one family member to the other. And
I didn't see it, but I remember
that. Oliver Platt or something.
Yeah, he says it's extraordinarily strange is probably why Leonard didn't like it.
Oh, I did see it.
It's that one where Lee Evans says a beat. He has like 5 minutes in that.
It's a bizarre movie.
Yeah, Oliver Reed is in it, and Lee Evans and Oliver Platt.
Oliver Reed. Oliver Reed was also Oliver.
Every Oliver was in it.
Yeah.
And so, Mark, you did it. You showed off for your girlfriend once again. She's going to be so proud of you.
I thought the show ended at 8.
No, it's 45 minutes.
He wants a shot.
So it ends it.
Please see Adam's.
Should we
movie
play one more round? Or you're like dying to. All right. Apologies to put your hands together.
Mark still wins.
Okay.
But if I get a point on this bonus round, then it's like it counts as two wins.
Okay.
That seems fair. Right. Where is Mike with the skateboard? Come get your prizes, dude. Congratulations. I just want to get this part over with. Yeah, you get the poster that's signed by Roy and the woman who played his wife.
There's actual sweat on that shirt.
That shirt's disgusting.
It's probably never been cleaned.
Sorry, I forgot to bring a prize.
Do I keep this or?
Or no, you can have have this yoga cup. Yoga.
Oh my God! Look, you know,
can have this Yoda cup full of yoga.
He looks like he's doing Dimitri Martin show. That's how Dimitri Martin used to show up at comedy clubs. He had a guitar, a skateboard, an easel.
He'd have a few
things.
What
are you doing?
Yeah, he had to have transportation and then
easel.
Props.
Yeah, he had an easel. Yeah.
Is there a shithead on the back of this somewhere?
Huh?
No? Can you come right one down, David, train spotting? What's your favorite part of train spotting, when the guy shits all over the room?
That's good.
I didn't really want an answer.
Isn't that the one with the scary dream baby? The dead baby? Yeah.
Here, let me see your
That's
Roy.
That's a badass Wilco
pass
shirt.
Pass me your name tag, please.
Oh. Is that a new shirt or an old one?
That's like 5 years.
What, are we signing contracts? What's happening?
I remember when I was on my way out the door to go do your show, Mark, I had a Wilco t-shirt on, and my wife was like, "You got to take that off. It looks like you're trying way too hard."
To come to my garage.
Cool.
Dude, that's hilarious. Like, you would have walked in the garage and I'm like, "Ugh, fucking Scott's wearing a Wilco shirt. Guy's desperate. I don't even know if I can talk to him."
Adam gets to pick a category, and then we go to Mark. And Adam gets to choose between the thin red line, that's movies where the title is intentionally misspelled. Or unintentionally, you know, a fuck up at the studio, but misspelled titles. Also, 16 Candles is a category, and that's motion pictures that came out 16 years ago. Oh, I haven't even got one loaded up for that, so never mind that one. And that's the second time I've fallen into that trap. We Are Farmers. And that's movies.
What was that all about?
You know that commercial, "We Are Farmers"? Yeah.
No.
Yeah. That's one of those earworms that you can, it's like the stars at night are big and bright.
I mean, I fucking
people cannot
know that
not
one.
Finish it. I'm telling you, it's the new one. It's brand new. I found out the first time I said it publicly. Glad He Ate Her. That's movies with cannibals in them. Or Jesse Karp suggested Lawn of the Dead, and that's movies that have cemetery scenes in them. Which one of those would you like, Adam?
I mean, that was a lie. What was
Star
the first one?
ACOD. The first one, was it We Are Farmers?
No. So, but what's the Farmers one?
No, it was Thin Red Line, movies that are misspelled. And the Farmers one is Farm Movies.
Farm Movies.
Yeah.
I'll do a Farm Movie.
Okay. Would you like a Farm Movie from 84 or 95? Both in the 1900s.
Oh, was it 1795?
Nope.
I'll take 95.
Nope, nope, nope. Okay, 95.
No, 84.
Oh, shit. 2.5 stars from Leonard Maltin for this movie that he says is about a close-knit family. And he also says that this movie was beautifully shot by Vilmos Zsigmond.
Oh, he's a big guy.
And he lists 8 names. Mm. How many names do you think you can get it in? Adam Scott, ACOD, in theaters now in some cities. Spreading wider soon.
Like a friendly disease.
Yes. Parks and Rec, Thursday nights on NBC. Yeah.
I'll go. Thank you, thank you. I'll go 8 names?
Sure.
Is it 8 names?
There's 8 total, yeah.
Okay, I'll go 4.
He says 4 names, Mark.
And I want to just ask you personally, do you feel strong about it? You feel good about it? You want to do it?
I want you to play the game as if I was just any old guy sitting here.
All right, name the movie.
Okay. See, I'm getting Mark's A game.
I got strategy in this shit now. Name it in 4 names, Smarty Pants.
It's a farm movie from 84, 2.5 stars, Vilmos Zsigmond, close-knit family, and your 4 names are James Tolkien, Billy Greenbush, Don Hood, and Scott Glenn. You know, the astronaut.
Yeah. Now wait, so
no,
Vilmos
no,
Zsigmond.
Actor Scott Glenn.
Vilmos Zsigmond shot it though, right?
Places in the Heart.
Oh! That...
The River.
Yeah, that's the river is the correct answer. Yeah, this was the one with Sissy Spacek and Mel Gibson called The River. But that was still impressive, right, Mark?
I think we should give him the point.
We'll give him the point that doesn't matter.
I already lost the game. This was just for fun.
But it doesn't.
And it really was.
I know.
Everyone here is very happy that we did
that. Fun.
And
I'm 0 for 2. I really need to come do the show every week so I can get good at this again.
Okay. People are down with that. Of course, it's Mark 1. You're automatically invited to come back next week if you want.
Really?
Yeah, and you can just continue to see if you can...
I think I can.
Continue your...
I can do that. I'll do that.
Oh, great. Empty chairs again. And...
Why don't you put someone else on the show that I'm contentious with? That's always fun.
Oh, I'll try to get Kumail back.
Were you guys on the show together and you did not get along?
I don't know what happened.
Yes.
It got weird.
I gotta listen to that one.
It was good.
We're okay. I mean, it's like we're frenemies. Is that what you call it? When you don't like somebody and you pretend?
I'll tell you the difference between you and Kumail. You got along very well with your other guests tonight, and last week Kumail did not get along so well with the other guests.
Who were the other guests?
What does that mean, math people? It ain't me.
Who were the other guests last week?
Randy Kagan and Jimmy Pardo.
How can you not get along with those guys?
You should have been there.
Really? Jimmy Pardo, it's impossible not to get along with that guy. And Randy Kagan can be tricky, but he's a good guy.
Have Randy on WTF, and he can explain himself.
He'll explain a lot of things.
Yeah. Mm. And what else you got to plug? Your Netflix thing, right?
Yeah, Thinky Pain. My special is now available on instant Netflix all around the world on the 21st, but in English-speaking countries now.
And see Roy in Escape from Tomorrow. And you've got another movie that...
It's also on VOD, I forgot to mention, I guess.
Yeah. And you got another movie coming out soon, right?
It's
got numbers in the title?
Yeah, I'm supposedly in this next Oren Peli, who did Paranormal Activity, did Area 51, but I don't know when it's coming out.
But it's called Area 51.
Area 51, yeah, it's the next
one. Why don't you know? Is it part of it?
Because I did it like years ago.
The movie's been covered up. But
I really have no clue what's going on with it.
All right, well, so everybody look for that mystery. And thank you to all my guests, and thank you everybody for being here.
Thank you, John. Thank you, people.
As always, people who don't bring name tags are a shithead. But more importantly, all them bitches in Congress are a shithead.
Now it's time for just a bunch of other talking. Eyes of gold is viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, cause Doug.